Hello and welcome to iVow. I'm Jenny Prisk and I'm your host for this podcast conversation and delighted to be at the Joan B. Kroc Institute for Peace and Justice at the University of San Diego and sitting across the table from peacemaker Khurshid Bano of Pakistan, who is in residence at the IPJ. Welcome to our program, Khurshid.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me and invite to share my story and my country and my province.
We are delighted to have you with us to share that story. And I know that you are doing a lot of peace work in your country and in particularly in certain areas, the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, and you're going to tell us more about that. So tell us about your work as a peacemaker and why you felt compelled to start it.
Thank you. I come from northwest of Pakistan, from one of the conflict and affected province, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. It is a province with a great influence of the religion, extremists and patriarchy mindset with ignoring military operation in the decade or two decades.
In the two decades of the military operations.
Yeah. From my earlyhood, I saw war, conflict, violence in my country and in my family both. My mother, my sister, and the women of my community were the victim of gender-based violence. Mm. In one or the other, I start campaigning for women's rights and peace promotion for my early school days. Formally start after being in 2000 when I was selected a first woman of the unionist in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. You people know the environment of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa is the majority is living in Pakhtun, and Pakhtun is a very patriarchy, and they not consider a woman give a full freedom. Mm-hmm. So when I start my struggle because of my home and my community women is suffering and facing violence against any kind of violence, mm-hmm. My women of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa suffering. So I established, before I am 1964, joined PTCL, Pakistan Telecommunication. So I'm a first start working. Mm-hmm. So all the people and my family, my in-laws, my everywhere against me. One thing and more I want to share, when I'm in start my college and I select a student leader of my college, so one time we protest, so this protest make me very good bad impression in my family, so I am a survivor of forced marriage, and during my education my parent decide to marry me, so it's my parent and my family considered we clipped their wing, but it is not easy to clip my wing. I am silently go my in-laws, and I start to mindset change to my first of my husband. In a 2 or 3 years, my husband is totally changed, I shift in Peshawar. So I start 1986, my first job in Pakistan Telecommunication. Because of the germ in the taking up, standing and talk out about the violence. So when I start my job, there is a 20-24 women working. But the women has no separate washroom and common room for the women. Mm-hmm. But our custom is very difficult. So it's the other is harassment is always. Because we are not speak out about these things. When the women share about this problem, the family not allowed to go out. So they are keep silent and everywhere discuss each other, but not going to ask the complaint. So I start for the women welfare, and when the election of the union, I take part in the election. So it's I'm feeling proud. I am the first woman elected in election for the women union.
So congratulations. That is wonderful to hear. Now, Khursheed, you have already told us a number of very, very important and interesting things about the situation. Yeah. Life is tough for women in your region.
Yeah.
And yet, do you ever feel afraid when you're doing the work that you're doing?
In this time, I'm afraid for my family and custom and norms.
Mm-hmm.
In this time, it's not openly the extremism and the terrorist not a group, make a group. Is a group is available, but not open. Mm-hmm. So the elder of our family, Malak Khan, father, grandfather, not allowed to go to school. But I'm very struggling to going to school. I'm a first lady to go to school, go to join the college and after I join the union, because I'm struggling, I'm not and not say, looking. The woman is spending their life like a animal.
Mm-hmm.
They have not right to speak. They are not take their own decision. So no one stop me. It's a very difficult period. Mm-hmm. Many times the family bound me anything, not in a 1 week when I start my student leader activities, my parent mailed me. But I am not lose heart.
You sound like somebody who really knows what she wants to do and is going to do it. Now, you did mention to me that you have 2 sons and 2 daughters.
Yeah.
Do your daughters go to school? Are they getting an education?
After my marriage, 3 or 4 after I have give birth my son after daughter. In these periods, many people, my family man, my father also, mindset is a little bit changed.
Mm-hmm.
When he was some on my TV, in a TV radio program or on a road and my work, so he is always a little bit asked, it's appreciate me. So when my daughter is early age, he sit with me when she was a 7 year. So we sit together and discuss many issues. In 2002, I joined, 2000, I have joined the Aisha Alliance, Aligned Against Sexual Harassment, a movement. The women, all the Pakistani women make a movement and protest and pressurize the government to make a law for working women. So,
and is that being adhered to? Is that being followed and people are keeping to that law?
Yeah. So in a 10-year struggle, this law has become a law.
Good.
And when we start, I present Khyber Pakhtunkhwa.
Mm-hmm.
So my daughter always with me when I come my house after office and discussing this harassment and violence. So it deeply thought about this thing and questioning me, what's this harassment, what is the violence kinds. So in early age, she is become a leader activist. It's a very big change and it's my very big achievement, because the first my husband mindset, he's a very traditional Pakhtun. So I am very happy he support me.
Yes.
After 4 or 3 years, but he totally support me now. And now my daughter is a sociologist.
Wonderful.
And before 1 week, he achieved a big award, Muhammad Ali Humanitarian Award. All the Pakistan very young girl. So it's my very feeling proud And yes. My struggle changed my house women, and therefore my community women also.
That's an excellent award to hear about, and you must be very proud. You're obviously role modeling very, very well. Mm. I know that you are also interested in the interreligious platforms for dialogue and peace building, and a former peacemaker at the Institute for Peace and Justice, Rubina Bhatti, yeah. also talked of that. So tell us about your work there in that field.
Yeah, first of all, a little bit I'm background of the terrorism in Pakistan.
Good, thank
in,
you.
In 2007, the totally control in Valley Sawat. Mm-hmm. And the Malala is also belong to Sawat.
Malala Yousafzai, who the world knows now.
She is proud of our Khyber Pakhtunkhwa.
How wonderful.
So on 2007 is a time, the start of the terrorism. The one of the group, Taliban group, take hold in Valley. Mm. After the when the operation start, Rai Haq first phase, Rai Haq, the terrorist when the operation start, the all the terrorism attack in Peshawar city, main capital. Morning time is a blasting, suicide blast is a very critical position of our province. 2007 to 2009 is a very critical position. Mm. We are sitting and asked all the, because the community people and grassroots people is more affected. Mm. And 2007, all the valley people migrate in IDPs come to Peshawar. It's a need to help because the women in the way. The abortion, the missing, the sexual abuse, mm-hmm. many things the women of Pakhtun women suffer in the migration. We start in the little bit in schools, going to school and poem and picture like a white thing and conflict because the people, many people. Against the government or many people against the Taliban. So this conflict is a very high top of is this time. So in 2009, one incident in my life, I am preparing a breakfast for my younger son and daughter, and they go away with my husband to drop the bus stand. In this time, within a 5 minutes, the blast is very... Mm. Big blast and our window and everything is. This time I am not understand what can I do.
Mm. You were terrified, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, it's in this time, so I not wear my this chadar, not wear my shoes, and I open the gate and run away. In our tradition, the women wear big burqa. Our chadar.
And I have to tell our...
No, I don't understand what happened, but I crying, where is my husband, where are my children? Mm-hmm. After a 5 minutes, I saw my husband and my children, and they come to the house. Mm-hmm. But this day, I sit in my room, and I crying. Oh my God, the people feeling when they lost their beloved.
Yes.
And their children, their family.
You had a very similar feeling to what they would have suffered.
Now I remember this time. All the night I did not sleep. And I thinking about the peace and peace only. So this is my first step. Deeply thinking about 2007, I'm working with the IDPs and helping and psychological support, giving and many things. But this time, I think, and I ask myself, it's not the time of sit crying. It's the time to action, take action, and go to on the road and the front and ask about the peace. We want peace. The women want peace, and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa want only peace. So it's my very difficult time. So I decide. So we make a run like a campaign. My community people and women and children, I discuss this topic. we need. So the first day is a small group, and when we saw the group is increasing, most of women and children, we stand in the front of the GT Road, main GT Road, and we take a banner, and we only cry, we need freedom of speech, and we need only peace, because we suffering, women suffering. When I visit the camp of IDPs, you know the position of women, they have not washroom, they have not the room. There are many the pregnant women, their abortion, miscarriages, and many women need things is not available there.
And if I might just jump in here and say that IDP is an internally displaced person, just so that our listeners understand what that means.
Refugee of internal refugee, come to Banu, Waziristan, Sawat, where the operation is taking, our military operation is start. So the people armed, our military, order to go and other side, safe side, because this operation is not, till operation is a husband, Zarbias is start in Pakistan. I think peace and women is parallel story.
It always seems to be the women who are leading the marches and the campaigns for peace. Do you sense that your government, and let me just say perhaps, and the men in the government or in senior positions, are starting to change as a result of your campaigns and your work?
Big change. The men also, the majority want peace, because the economic position, our all province, school, college, were destroyed and closed. And the business, markets, factories are also attract the Talibanization, target killing and this. So the many times the people of the big activists, big businessmen, actors, they remove to shift Islamabad. But we are in not in this position to go leave the people, our people, and shift, and we are safe and other is not safe. It's not, I think it's not, I not decide this. So the government is making plan, but it's not a little thing to make a peace. It's not related to government or high level. I think, in my opinion, peace is come in the grassroots level. Poverty land, lack of education, and population is very, every people have 10 or 20, 10 or 12 children. They have not expensive to, they're going to school, their education and their health. So everywhere the doubt, they go to madrasa, the schools are not going to school or madrasa, and misuse these children. So
there's a lot of work still to be done. Now, sadly, Khushid, we're coming to the conclusion of our conversation, and I know I could talk to you for many hours beyond this. However, I just wondered if we could close with your telling us, do you believe that the international community really understands the picture of the situation in Pakistan, and if not, what could we be doing? I know that's a very big question.
This is a two picture of our Pakistan, especially Pakhtun and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. One is the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa called the land of hospitality.
That's a lovely land word.
Land of flower.
Land of the flower, flowers. How lovely. Much and like the chadar that you are wearing today.
Loving people, brave people, and everyone use the name of the religions. When they come, everyone come. When the Zia ul Haq regime, they called jihad and this. Pakhtun misuse on the name of the religions. So one picture is showing the global community, mm-hmm. the Pakhtun and Muslim is terrorist. I totally reject Muslim and Pakhtun people, not terrorist. I asked a question, where we are Pakhtun terrorist, so why we are suffering in this situation? We lost our beloved, we lost our properties, our business, everything destroyed. We are now energy crisis. We are load shedding, saving school, 1,000 school destroyed by the terrorist attack.
Mm-hmm.
Now the 30% women, girls going to school, 70% women out of school.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one phase of Pakistan. I request all, we are very peaceful people.
Mm-hmm.
In our 20 years along, we are suffering and suffering and suffering.
And I feel very so sad for you about that suffering, and particularly the losses you have suffered personally in your family.
Yeah.
So what you're telling us in conclusion to our conversation is that it's time for the world to look deeper behind any of the news and to not think of you as terrorists, but to think of you as a people who are seeking peace. And we hope that during your time here at the Institute for Peace and Justice that you find more tools and some grounding for you to be able to continue your peace when you your peacemaking when you return to Pakistan. So we want to thank you very much for your time that you have spent with us today, Khurshid Bano of Pakistan. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.